This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. We have elevated to critical fire weather conditions possible for most of the day today. The Gillette Community College District Board of Trustees last week voted to appoint Janelle Oberlander as the interim president of the new district and also approved a preliminary budget for the remainder of the fiscal year. Oberlander, the Gillette College vice president, will remain employed through the Northern Wyoming Community College District while GCCD works on creating its required infrastructure as a new district. Trustees from both college districts, along with other administrators, will meet for a work session on the 23rd to clarify the terms of the Memorandum of Understanding for the ongoing transition period between the two college districts. Four teenagers were ticketed over the weekend after a series of egging incidents in the Lakeland Hills subdivision. Three 17-year-olds and a 16-year-old were ticketed. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. We have elevated to critical fire weather conditions possible throughout the day today. Last week, the Gillette Animal Shelter put out a call asking for cat food, and in typical Cowboy State fashion, the community came through. The call for supplies was preemptive on the part of the shelter to make sure there's awareness of the need before colder weather hits. Limited ingredient dog food and peanut butter and animal toys are also more than welcome. If you'd like to give, the shelter has an online wish list, or you can simply bring items by the shelter during regular business hours. Monetary donations are also welcome and are tax deductible. Hundreds of fans gathered this weekend at Camplex for the 39th annual Northeast Wyoming Quilt Show. Molly Kluver of Gillette was this year's featured artist, showing 75 of her pieces. This year's event featured a staggering 360 quilts, a significant jump from last year's show. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.